Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim from NoParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, want to bring you an audio today about the whole John MacArthur situation. Recently, John MacArthur and his religious body got called out for questionable money practices and for his wealth. And, you know, I've been exposing John MacArthur for about 8 years. And if you Google John MacArthur exposed, my testing comes up on either the first page or very close on the top of the second page. And my bone to pick, I want to be clear with John MacArthur, is nothing personal. My bone to pick is he preaches a false Calvinistic gospel, all right? John MacArthur is worldly and carnal with his college, deceiving young people. John MacArthur is prideful and arrogant, naming a Bible after himself. John MacArthur makes money selling the things of God. He's worth $14 million, and he's never been a businessman. He makes money selling books and the things of God. So these are the main issues. He's paganized and he's feminized. That would be another one. Pagan holidays, his feminization with his not teaching biblical truth for women and his religious body that's carnal and worldly. So those are my issues with John MacArthur. And I'm going to do an audio here about Justin Peters and Phil Johnson. Phil Johnson works closely with John MacArthur at their corporations. They have three of them: Master's College, Grace to You, and their Grace Community Church. They're all separate, operated just like corporations. These are all money-making machines, and I'm going to show you as we talk about this why they are into it. A lot of money to be defended and made here. But these men love to defend John MacArthur. Some people call him the evangelical pope. They love to defend him, so they try to say people have personal vendettas against John MacArthur. I don't know John MacArthur. I've never been to his religious body. What I know about him is his theology and his fruit. And that's why I warn people about him. He's a dangerous, dangerous false teacher. So there was a website, a blogger's website, that came out with an article that pretty much went viral and was talking about how John MacArthur has three homes and John MacArthur's worth this much money, $14 million, and how business practices inside the religious body aren't really kosher or upstanding, I should say, or up to ethical standards. And so Justin Peters and Phil Johnson come out and do a video, an hour and 22 minutes long, and I watched the whole thing. It was painful, but I watched the whole thing because I want to be able to give an answer, because people contact me about my testing about John MacArthur. So I want to go through this quickly and address either what they did say or what they didn't say in this hour, 22 minute long diatribe on YouTube defending John MacArthur. So the first point that this article, the blogger, brought out was that John MacArthur got rich off of evangelicalism, and he's always exposed the Word of Faithers for getting rich off their Word of Faith prosperity gospel. John MacArthur is worth $14 million. Justin Peters and Phil Johnson never addressed his net worth and where that money came from. Oh, I know where it came from. It came from his salary and his book royalties. Yeah, not from him inventing some product or being a businessman. No, it came from selling the things of God. And not one time did they address that in an hour and 22 minutes, his net worth, and whether it's appropriate for a man of God that's supposed to be a servant to get rich and be worth $14 million. Yeah, so shows you right there where their heart's at. They didn't even address the main nugget that needs to be addressed. They talked about, and they were giving points against this blogger's article, they talked about how only one of John's sons is on the board, and they do that because they want a family member on the board so when John passes away that it's kept in the family and it continues on and all this stuff and whatever you think of that. But they didn't mention that John's other son was on the board as well. And I don't think he's on the board anymore. And someone needs to ask, how come? Oh, could it be that he got investigated for like a $16 million fraud thing with the SEC? I don't know what the outcome was. I don't know if he was acquitted. I don't know what to extent it all was. Do your research on that. But that's all over the internet. So could it be that's why his other son isn't on the board? Yeah, that could be. What else did they talk about here? Phil went on to talk about a couple of things that had nothing to do with the article, really, that exposing John MacArthur, that he said, oh, we decided long ago to videotape John MacArthur. Oh, I know what this is in relation to, and we'll get to that. The video production costs. That they decided to videotape John MacArthur because, you know, no one ever audio recorded Charles Spurgeon. And the technology was there, and what a terrible travesty it is that we don't have Spurgeon recorded. You mean we all couldn't go on if we didn't have John MacArthur recorded and videotaped? These men are man pleasers and man worshipers, lifters up, idols, whatever you want to call it. Again, they call John MacArthur the evangelical pope. So that was in relation to the claim that Corey Welsh, who is John MacArthur's son-in-law, used to be an employee there and do the video production, left there, started his own company. He got the contract to do all their video production. And don't quote me on this number, but this blogger said they proved in some files like almost $9 or $10 million have been paid to him over the course of some years to do video production. And so that was caught in question, brought into question, that his son-in-law does the video production and makes millions of dollars. Again, this is a non-profit organization, folks. This is not supposed to be a business. That was never addressed very well. They just said, well, it works out good that Corey can go and talk to John personally. Really, you need to pay him millions of dollars so you can audio or video record John MacArthur. Is that what we're supposed to do? I thought we're supposed to go and preach the gospel, make disciples. Huh, I guess they didn't get that memo. The EFCA, or the ECFA organization was brought up, and they did say that one of their organizations, I think it might be the church that might be ECFA, it's a evangelical group that keeps you honest in your money practices. I know that they claimed that the MacArthur group had bailed out of here quickly when they were getting investigated. That's what someone said. I don't know the truth to that. Look it up. They were part of it. Then they bailed out of this ECFA because you have to give all your paperwork and all your files up when that happens. So the point of the blogger was salaries were brought up, and John MacArthur's salary, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. Phil Johnson's salary, almost $300,000. And Phil Johnson really never addresses what actually anybody makes, okay? Never addresses it and says, John's one of the most generous men, and he alludes that John gives away much. Well, I have a question. If John MacArthur gives away most and much, how is he worth $14 million? Can somebody answer that for me? Phil? Justin? No. They didn't answer that at all. They just said he's generous and give things away, but he's worth $14 million. Do they give that same pass to the Word of Faith men that are worth $5, $10, $15, $20, $30 million? I imagine those men are really generous too. But yet they still have amassed millions of dollars selling the so-called truth of God. Yeah, again, Phil and Justin, John MacArthur's good old boys, don't even mention that. They talked about how Phil talked about how John lives in the same house for 40 years. Okay, great. It's worth $1.5 million, okay? So in California, I know houses are expensive, right? But it's got a tennis court and a pool back there. John's not doing too bad, all right? For a man who's supposed to be a servant and an example to everyone else. Yeah, John's got a swimming pool and a tennis court in his backyard, and John has two other homes. And they made all kinds of excuses about that, how property was given to him, and then he built these homes. One house is just for him to go and get away when he needs to go and get away. Wow, the world revolves around John MacArthur, doesn't it? How foolish, how ridiculous. Christ is the head, not John MacArthur, Justin. And Phil Johnson. So they didn't do a very good job of talking about why he needs three houses. Yeah. Phil admitted that he doxed, that means put someone's address out on the internet. He doxed this lady that put this story out, and then he kind of said, well, she doxed MacArthur, and he kind of sidestepped that whole issue and didn't make much out of that. Phil talked about his own house. It's only 1,900 square feet. And then he has to admit, because this was talked about, this was talked about on the blog, and it's proven by records that he got a $50,000 loan from the nonprofit organization so that he could go buy a house. Because, you know, it's expensive to buy a house in California. And he only makes $200,000, $250,000. That's what some of these reports claim. Go ask Phil Johnson how much he makes. And, you know, you can't afford to buy a house at that. And then, over 5 years, they forgave the loan a little bit each year, and he never had to pay it back. So, basically, if you were giving money to Grace Church or to Grace to you, it was going towards Phil getting a new house. Hey, I wonder how many people that sit in the pew get thousands and thousands of dollars to pay their debt down and buy a new house. You know, even if they did do that, it still doesn't give them the right and authority to be taking in the money in God's name and to be handing it out so people can buy houses when they already make, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Do you hear what I'm saying, folks? This is greed and ridiculousness. And they haven't addressed anything good in this video. We're going over it right here. I'm going over all the things that they addressed. Here you go. The false claim of John MacArthur saying he went to where Martin Luther King was shot and killed. Now, you can go look up this. I've never done any research on it. Some people say John was never there. I guess John and another guy says John was there. But Phil does admit that John MacArthur's got some of his facts wrong, because John MacArthur says he stood on the toilet where the guy shot at shot at Martin Luther King, and history shows there was no toilet there. It was a bathtub. So he said, well, John MacArthur's got some facts compressed, he said. So look into that. People have accused John MacArthur of lying about that whole situation. Who knows the truth about that? I'm really not interested in that, I suppose. I wouldn't put it past me that John MacArthur lies, because he's a wicked, worldly, carnal, prideful, vain man. Who else names a Bible after themselves? Who else has a college where young girls are running around in their underwear like garments to play volleyball? Who else has sports that are covetousness, rowdy, immodest? Who else would sanction all of these things? Pagan games, dancing around pig heads, painting their faces like pagans doing war games. Yeah, I'm describing what goes on at regen camps and at John MacArthur's college. Look up my testing. The link is at the bottom of this article with the audio on it. Here's one they covered. The Mark of the Beast came up. Yeah, a couple years ago it came out that John MacArthur said, yeah, you could take the Mark of the Beast, repent later, and be forgiven. Well, Phil Johnson in his video doubled down and he said, yeah, John MacArthur doesn't teach you to take the mark, but if you take it, yes, they believe that you can repent and be forgiven of it. Folks, do your own theology on that. The book of Revelation is clear. If you take the mark of the beast, it seals your fate. John MacArthur and his cronies got that one all wrong, and they're still doubled down on it. Pitiful and pathetic. So they went and they talked a little bit about the royalties from John's books. Again, never covered his $14 million worth. And they said, well, John gives some of his books away. Big deal. Big deal. When you're worth $14 million, you should give a whole lot away, and you should stop selling your books. You should give them away. Didn't Jesus say, freely was given, freely you shall give? I think he did. Yeah, there's a lot of hypocrisy going on between these men. Phil talked about how they like when Justin did a video on the failed prophecies of all these guys about Trump and these Word of Faithers and NARs and their failed prophecies. And Phil thought that was great. Expose those guys. Hey, Phil, why are you so upset when we expose John MacArthur for his sin? You hypocrite. Yeah. They also talked about, in this report it came out, that a first edition King James Bible was bought and given to John MacArthur as a gift. And some people have said that book is probably worth $200,000, $250,000. I have no idea. Look it up, what one of those would be worth. Very rare book. And they made no big deal out of it and said, you know, they like to do something every 5 years for John MacArthur, and he's been faithful for all these years. And Phil said, he just donated it to the college library. Okay, so folks, if you were given money to this organization, and they go out and spend $250,000 on a Bible to set in a library, would you be happy about that? I hope you wouldn't be happy about that, because that's sinful wasting of the stewardship that God gave us for his money and what we should be doing with it. Preach the gospel, make disciples, take care of widows and orphans. I don't care how much good they do. Sin is still sin. Foolishness is still foolishness. I don't care if you're the nicest man in the world. If vulgar words come out of your mouth, I'm calling you out on it. Don't tell me, well, I'm a really nice guy. Yeah, all the people exposing John MacArthur are really nice people. I think myself included. But I don't see Phil and Justin giving any of those people the benefit of the doubt, going, well, they're really nice people. How foolish to buy a Bible worth thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars and then give it to his college and then make that all okay. How corrupt. You know, John MacArthur actually built like a whole library all about himself. Spend all kinds of money on that. I've got that on my testing too. So an hour and 22 minutes, folks. And they never covered John's net worth. They never went in deep about the salaries that people are being paid, exorbitant money. And they left so many holes. And basically, they love to attack the people. Now, I don't defend this lady that put this testing out. She's probably not, I don't know anything about her. She's probably not a biblical lady at all. I don't know about that. But I don't care about that. What I care about is the facts about John MacArthur. He's a Calvinist preaching a demonic gospel, says you can do nothing to lose your salvation. He's feminized and paganized. John MacArthur sells the things of God for gain and becomes rich, powerful, and famous, and loved and adored when Jesus says you'll be hated for my name's sake. John MacArthur's prideful. He autographs Bibles and names the Bible after himself, puts his name on it, John MacArthur Study Bible. I had one, I burned it because it had his name on it. I think I actually threw it in a hole. I don't think that got burned. A lot of my other books did. Anyway, John MacArthur is a wicked man. He has a wicked worldly college. He's compromised in his associations, hangs around with heretics. My testing proves all of this. And Justin Peters and Phil Johnson get on YouTube and make a video to defend John MacArthur. Never once mention his $14 million worth and how he got it. That's very troubling. They make excuses for all of the nepotism that goes on there. Yeah, giving money away for people to buy houses. This is a giant corporation that makes everybody money. And if you're a good old boy, like Vody Bakum or Justin Peters or J.D. Hall or any of these other cronies that are in with John MacArthur, oh, they will fight you tooth and nail. Because, see, they're man-pleasers. They're kind of almost like idolaters. They lift up John MacArthur and his ministry more. They stroked John MacArthur's ego so much in this video, I almost wanted to throw up. I mean that seriously. In a kind of adjusted way. It was sickening to my stomach, let's say that. They stroke this guy's ego and they tell you like he's something that the world needs, and they said, oh, his ministry after he goes has to go on and on and on. Teaching a demonic Calvinist gospel that says God only saved some people, the rest of you are going to burn in hell for eternity and have no choice, and you can do nothing once you have salvation. You don't have to come out of the world. You don't have to come out of the false pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter. You don't have to change how you dress. You don't have to leave sports and the wickedness of the culture. Oh, no. No, no. You just, as long as you hear sermons from John MacArthur, you're good to go. I know I'm being a little presumptuous there, but my frustration with people that lift this man up, I have nothing personal against him. I don't hate John MacArthur. I love him. I want him to repent. I think if he dies today, he's going to perish as a wicked, corrupt heretic. So this is why I do everything I can, one, to warn people that they don't get caught up in his false ways, and that him and Phil Johnson and Justin Peters will stop their partiality. Go read 1 Timothy 5. God hates partiality, and these men do it over and over. Todd Friel is another one. These men do it over and over and over and make excuses and come up with lame reasons. The guy from Bible Thumping Wingnut, Bible Thumping Wingnut, is that what it's called? That other guy, Tim something. Tim Hurd, I think might be his name. Yeah, I saw a video of his. He addressed absolutely nothing. And he pointed us to this video of Justin Peters and Phil and said, they'll answer all your questions. They answered very little. They answered very little. And what they did is anybody who's discerning and led by the Spirit of God are going to see how partial, how corrupt, how money hungry, and how sinful this whole organization is. And I work to and strive to expose it. And before anybody says anything, it is not my main focus. I travel full-time. My wife and I go all across the country. I street preach in towns all over America. I teach on my website at don'tperish.com. We make biblical disciples. We preach Christ crucified, the biblical gospel. We live in our camper van. We don't take people's money. We support ourselves. And I'm telling you all this not to boast. I'm boasting. I'm going to boast in Jesus Christ right here. But I'm telling you this because I'm tired of these men saying, oh, these people have nothing better to do than hit a keyboard and sit and do nothing. Look at what John's done. Yeah, John has destroyed the faith and salvation of millions by his heretical gospel, his easy believism, his corruption at that church, his corruption at Grace to You, his corruption at the Master's College, his corruption at that seminary, Master's College, and then the other college, whatever they call them. There's two different colleges. Master's is the Master's Seminary and Master's College. The Mustangs, I think they're called. Yeah, go Mustangs. Yeah, I'll run around in your worldliness and your carnality. John's done a lot to destroy people, and that's why I'm adamant about standing against it. So don't give me this. All you do is expose people. Oh, no. No, we teach the biblical gospel. We make disciples. We're out street preaching every single day of the year. And we love them all. We hope that they come to salvation. So I'm going to do a video, too, to get it out on the internet. But share this with people. Email me. Let me know if you got questions. You want to try to defend John MacArthur? Come. Send me an email. Defend his $14 million. Yes. Try to do that. Defend his paganism, Christmas and Easter, and his feminization. Not teaching women to biblically dress, cover their heads. He doesn't even teach men how to biblically dress. And his reformers would rebuke him for that. How about his pride and vanity, like I said, with signing the Bible and selling the things of God? Yeah, I know, I sound redundant here. These are important matters, folks. So let me know how I can help you in the faith. Don't put your faith in John MacArthur, Calvinism, evangelicalism. Get off the internet, get off reading sermons, listening to sermons, get off buying men's books. Get in the Word of God. Test yourself. Test these men. You will see how wicked, corrupt, and money hungry they are. That's my goal for you. And then you test yourself to make sure you're born again by the gospel and do not be deceived. Go to don'tperish.com. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. I said enough here. Hey, we love you all. Got to get down the gospel road. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.